Allergy Smart Podcast, Episode 23. Hello everyone and welcome to another Allergy Smart broadcast. This is episode 23. I'm your host, Aaron Dwyer. Today I wanted to quickly run through something that I've found on the internet. Now, this came through from, and let me get this right, Jennifer over at foodallergybuzz.com. I occasionally read her blog and she's a supporter of our blog as well. And she was mentioning about a current study that's going on in the US at the moment at the Children's Hospital in Boston, and they are currently doing a study that's not too dissimilar to what's been going on for years over at a hospital in Italy. Now, first of all, I'm going to direct you to that hospital over in Italy that's been doing actual clinical studies. Not so much studies, they've actually been desensitizing children that have food allergies. Now, whether you think this is right or wrong, it's something that's been going on for quite some time over in Italy with a success rate as well. If you have a look at allergyhope.com, that website there is from a mother and family who went from the US over to Italy to have this treatment to desensitize her child to, I think she had milk, egg and peanuts. So I think she was doing the milk in this study. It's been a while since I've been to the website, but it explains everything that went on over there in Italy. And the general premise is that the children start with a extremely small dose of the allergen in concert with taking an antihistamine of some description and enabling the body to desensitize itself to that allergen over time. So it's a scientific principle and it's heavily measured and tracked all the way through under hospital conditions, and the children build up a desensitization to the allergen in question. Now, that's been happening over there in Italy, and we were actually contemplating whether or not we should pack up and go over there for a few months to get our son desensitized to milk. We didn't pluck up the courage to do that. So what we've been doing is, as everybody else does, is just stay away from the foods. It's just avoidance of the actual allergen. So what this particular study is happening in the US now at the Children's Hospital is very similar, except I think they're using a slightly different antihistamine. Now, there's quite a bit to look at with 7-part video series so far from the Children's Hospital. So I'm not going to take up too much of your time here. I want you to go over there and watch those videos and come back over here and post your comments as to what you think about it. Look, I'm all for it as long as things are done in the proper manner in a hospital environment and things are under control. I definitely wouldn't recommend that you do any sort of desensitization without medical intervention and some form of plan B for if something was to go wrong. You want to make sure that you're in a hospital environment where all care and all duty of care should be taken during this procedure. But overall, I think it's great that in the US, they're mirroring what's been done in Italy for quite some time. And I wonder how long it will take for something like this to also come out to Australia and perhaps see a little bit of studies going on over here, because we're quite up to date with all the medical sciences. Without further ado, I want you to check out all the links that I've put on this post here. Some of you may have already seen the Allergy Hope website if you've been around for a few years and you've been in the game for a while. But for those that haven't, do check out that website of that particular family that has gone through that procedure in Italy, and then go and have a look at what they're currently doing in the US. And then hopefully in the near future, we should see some more studies. I just want to close by giving a shout out to Brett, the 11-year-old boy who's gone through the study in the US that's just finishing now, and to Martina, who's the young girl who went through the treatment in Italy with allergyhope.com, documenting what she went through during her treatment. It's through these children's courageous efforts going through this treatment that is paving the way for our children to be able to hopefully go through this as well in the future, if we choose to do so, to desensitize them. So they're leading the way in the desensitization method of managing these food allergies. It's not a cure. It is a management. You still have to consume the allergen on a daily basis to keep the desensitization current. It's a management procedure, but I'd much rather have a management procedure that you could do on a daily basis than try and wait for a cure. So this may be a stepping stone before a cure is found. I'll sign off for now. I'll talk to you again soon.